The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11 10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In great price,
the best advice,
a huge selection, sports nutrition, earth proteins and vitamins, health foods, organic grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host Mona Jones
and Dennis Zero Waste Saturdays Jones.
Woo, he surprises me.
There you go. Oh. And that's what we've got at Alive and Well, folks. Not only zero waste health-wise, but zero waste for the hale, for the home, for our own place, okay? I don't know if you're aware, but all the plastic residue, the bottles, all the plastic stuff that goes into the waste does not get recycled. It is put into the ground right here on Maui. So what you can do, and we certainly encourage you to do, is every Saturday we have a zero waste hale, and you bring your glass containers in. We refill them with, what do you want to get refilled? Would you like the hand sanitizer? Would you like the liquid castile soap, concentrated all-purpose cleaner, or laundry powder, or laundry booster, or bar soaps, or shampoos, or body soaps, or dish soap, or deodorant, or face toner, or face serum? Zero waste housewares. All of these things can be refilled. Your container can be refilled with pollution-free, organic, good replacements that really work, and that you don't have to throw away a plastic container when you're through with them. Bring them back in for a refill. If you don't have a glass container at home, we have the glass containers at the store that you can pick up for zero cents.
And remember the cents that you can make in so many other ways at Alive and Well. We have the amazing, fabulous broth cafe, all organic, local farmers. Every day they bring us, the interaction and the interrelationship we have with the Maui Farmers Organic. They bring in the gorgeous produce every single day. Fabulous. The Vortex Power Water that we use for everything that we do there, which is the super clean, all and always in glass, and energizing, strengthening the immune system, 9999999. All percentage of no contaminants, no toxins, saving energy, cell availability, detoxification, all those wonderful things with the high oxygen and no impurities, Vortex Power Water. And don't forget what Dennis and I do every day. We really focus on the amazing green juices is that we want to talk all the great glow juices, high intensity, amazingly organic and very high compression. So you get fabulous organic juices, and we
for your
love
cleansing
the
program. If you want a detox, if you want to go on a cleansing program, you talk to the detox lady at Alive and Well. Call
Belinda. I love that.
Call 877-4950 and say, I want to get clean. I want to clean out. Okay. I want to speak to Belinda, and she can outline a program for you. Can come in and sit and chat with her. She can outline a program for you, and you on your way to a brand new, healthy, clean body.
If you come over and you sit and remember, Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medications or take them off. But we love to sit down one-on-one and in nice distancing, beautiful comfort with the right mask, everything done perfectly. And loved that, never a charge, and share great information. You'll always see on our little glass table that's sitting there right there next to us, the beautiful green juices. We love the green juice cleanses all the time that we do.
We're nipping on them all day long.
Nipping on them all day. They're the healthiest and the best, and we just adore that. So remember to, whatever the situation or whatever the circumstances, building up our body's immune system, we have the amazing products at Alive and Well and all the great choices that you can get there and the fabulous broth cafe. You wouldn't believe how delicious. And again, the choices that are there at the broth cafe are If you're vegan, we got loads of vegan choices. Vegetarian, loads of vegetarian. Want wild fish and all that? We have the wild fish. You want organic chicken? We always have that. You want organic meat? Yep. You want all the different things and all the organic vegetables and combinations and soups, everything you could ever want. Terrific.
Right there. Well. Just waiting for you.
Yeah. You know, we love to give great information, and the information that we share here, what holistically minded doctors, medical doctors, clinical trials, even by those that aren't holistic, that are doing that, and what they learn about great nutrition and how you can take that information and apply it to your best welfare. Okay? So shall we begin, my dear?
You begin. Start at the top.
This is the doctor's report on why you should pay attention to inflammation. That is their topic. And here there are the doctors. This is very important. I think that people need to understand the process going on. That's me speaking. The process, and Dennis and I have both talked about this. And listen to what these top doctors had to say. I'll share it with Den. Inflammation, say the doctor, is a complex reaction triggered by your immune system when it fights off invaders, such as a virus, or what it thinks are invaders, said Dr. Jun Lee, a research scientist in departments of nutrition and epidemiology at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health in Boston. On a basic level, most of it is considered either acute or chronic. When inflammation is responding to an injury or intruder such as bacteria, viruses, or a splinter, it's acute. And here's this other doctor, Dr. Paul M. Ridker, director of the Center for Cardiovascular Disease Prevention, that's all capitalized, at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, said the flu is an example of acute inflammation. And here there's quoting him. Your muscles ache, your joints ache, you feel cruddy, said Ridker, who was also Eugene Braunwald Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School. Big time doctor. That's because he says all the immune cells in your body are talking to each other saying, hey, there's a foreign invader here. We've got to attack and get rid of it. Then there's a massive immunologic response driven by these things called cytokines. Cytokines are messages that immune cells use to speak to one another and coordinate an immune response. If inflammation keeps simmering at a low level, it's chronic. And this chronic inflammation, he says, has been linked to cancer, arthritis, diabetes, heart disease, and other diseases. Quote, what we're talking about is very low-grade inflammatory response that people don't even notice, Ridker said. It's in the background. In the 1990s, Ridker led studies that first associated this chronic inflammation with the risk of heart attack and stroke. He also led trials showing that if you lower such inflammation, it could protect people from heart problems. And Den's going to continue reading, okay?
Pretty amazing information,
very
folks.
Very amazing.
Pretty
go
amazing
ahead.
Information.
Top doctors.
Body's trying to protect you, and unfortunately, our lifestyles, most people's lifestyles, are conducive to chronic inflammation, okay? Some people have a more active underlying cytokine immune system than do other people, Dr. Ridker said. They don't even know it. But Dr. Lee said COVID-19, which can trigger a massive inflammatory response, a so-called cytokine storm, has led to more attention and research focused on inflammation. Research studies showing relations between inflammation and the severity and prognosis of COVID-19 infection, as well as other chronic illnesses. She's also worked at how what you eat affects low-level inflammation and your heart. Chronic low-level inflammation is a constant drip, 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 eating away at basic bodily functions and creation of new healthy tissue. That's what inflammation does. Has led to more attention research focus on inflammation. Recent studies showing that relations between inflammation and the severity and prognosis of COVID-19 infection, as well as other chronic diseases. She's also looked at what you eat, how it affects low-level inflammation and your heart. In November, Dr. Lee published a study in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, linking high inflammatory diets to the risk of heart disease and stroke.
Just like you say, Den. Just like you've said so many times, we've said the sugars, the toxic starches, and terrible inflammatory foods.
That's right. These tests that these doctors are doing have done just recently corroborate what's been done for the past 50 years.
That's exactly right.
By holistic physicians.
That's right.
Okay.
And the doctors reported many years ago, we quoted many years ago in the Journal of the American Medical Association, that doctors said inflammation is the basic cause of all degenerative diseases. They included cancer, they included atherosclerosis, heart attacks, strokes, and diabetes, all the major diseases.
And Parkinson's disease.
Absolutely. That's also included in another article
right.
we have, too. Go ahead.
Going back to the article, in a group of more than 210,000 people who were studied for up to 32 years.
Wow.
So we say this has been going on for years?
And
yes, it's been going
top,
on for years.
The top doctors, the heads of all these, yeah. the huge hospital, published in the top journals. Go ahead.
And 210,000 people for the last 32 years. Dr. Lee's team found those who ate pro-inflammatory diets had a 46% greater risk of heart disease and 28% greater risk of stroke than those who ate anti-inflammatory diets.
Wow. How many times have we said that, right?
How many times?
Thousands of times.
But didn't mention here about cancer. Didn't mention here about all the other major diseases. Okay?
But they did say that inflammation is the major cause of cancer. We just read that of one of the big-time doctors quoting that and saying that, absolutely.
It goes on and on and on, folks. What contributes to inflammation, as the doctor said, it's what you put in your mouth.
That's right.
Okay.
And the sugar is the highest one, right, Den? That's what you
right,
always,
Den.
Right, that's the big heavy hitter. It's strange. I don't know why it occurs in my brain, but I see a baseball bat. I see the baseball player with a big bat hitting that ball, hitting it with all the force. Well. It's positive if you're looking at a sport. If you're having that baseball bat beat you up called sugar and foods that convert to sugar, it's not such a friendly bat. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's quite an illustration, honey. That's right. But sugar does
Sometimes I think I was accused many years ago when I was young of bats in the brain. What was it? You know, they used to think about the bat brain.
You're pretty batty, yes, right.
Yeah, okay. Yes, okay.
But so, you certainly can fill that bill anytime.
Thank you, dear.
Okay.
I appreciate that. And Gary never knows when to turn off your mic. I love that, too. Okay?
He does, but we're in collusion. He just lets me rant and ramble.
Collusion. Okay. That's a good one, too. You know, that's so important. And I think...
Let me go back for just a second.
Yes.
Because refined carbohydrates, every refined carbohydrate, that's bread, pasta, bagels, cereals, grains, granolas, muffins, crackers, cookies, chips, all the doodahs, the whiz-bangs, the yum-yums, the wee-wees, or the yum-yum-yum-yum-yum-yums, all of those things convert to sugar. And sugar does what? It creates excessive inflammation.
Exactly.
And inflammation is the match. Inflammation is like striking a match to create heart disease. Right. And cancer,
yes.
and dementia,
mm-hmm.
and diabetes. Name the disease. Time Magazine, I've said this many times, I'll repeat it once more because it's so pertinent. Time Magazine several years ago put out a special edition, about health. On the cover of the magazine was a little ember, a little glowing fire. It says, inflammation, the source of all, spell that, A-L-L, all disease.
That's right. And can we say one other thing that stays in my head forever?
Yes.
And that's when we were opening the first health food store in the Five Towns in Long Island in 1969, okay? And that is a Vital Life, by the way. And doctors came out with what they thought was the most profound understanding. You know, they might have been inspired what the Japanese doctors had discovered that. But they said that, and they came out, and this was top published news at the time, and we put it in our little window right there. And it says, sugar and foods that convert to sugar, like the starches that you were speaking of and that went on the list, it says within 10 minutes, 10 minutes of ingestion is the main food that feeds all viruses, all bacteria, all fungi, and all cancer cells. Mm-hmm. All the bad guys, all the bad guys. Feeds them, makes them virulent, and gives them strength and power. They said, but in that same period of time, while you're feeding the enemy with the foods that convert to sugar, you know, they said you are paralyzing your body's natural killer cells, the
absolutely.
NK cells,
absolutely,
which are your body's army. They're mm-hmm. paralyzed in the trenches. They can't fight, and the enemy's coming at you with the guns and grenades.
You were created. Our Creator created us, you and us, all of us, with an innate immune system, a function designed to protect you from all the vagaries and all the negative things that can happen in life. But by eating the sugars and the carbohydrates, the book was called Sugar Blues.
That's right, William Dufty. Mm-hmm. William Dufty.
And that by eating all these things, you neutralize, you compromise, you weaken your natural ability to defend yourself.
That's right.
From every negative influence.
Exactly.
And so,
yeah, and you know, that's so important to realize, because that's how you empower yourself by not giving into these things, by not giving into the foods. And when I think of this, I also think about the inflammatory power that creates autoimmune diseases and the destruction of cells. And what ran in the family, they don't know how to name it, is the crippling arthritis that crippled mm-hmm. them young, my mother's sister, a host of, et cetera.
Right.
And then it hit me years ago. And they said, you have tremendous inflammation in your knees. It's bone on bone. There's no tissue. We have to do knee transplants. The best you can hope for is to walk with a walker, or you'll be in a wheelchair in 6 months. That happened about the same age with my mother. Okay? They called it an inflammatory disease. And in understanding and putting together the systemic enzymes, along with the great nutrients that reinforce that, eating up that inflammation, okay? Eating up that inflammation.
Well, it's a two-prong attack.
Right, and eating up that inflammation, I was able to reverse all of that, never had to take the transplants, and had flexibility mm-hmm. in no time whatsoever. And years later, when she was that same age, my daughter had the same thing and almost lost her career. She thought it was going to be the end. She took that. What was the product? And tell us about it.
Well, it's Pain Power. Pain, it has power over pain. By what? Reducing the inflammation.
That's right. That's
putting
right.
out the fire.
No drugs and no allergens. Nothing like
zero.
That. 100%
zero.
Vegan too. Okay? And a wonderful combination. It's amazing.
But
miraculous.
These things don't just appear out of nowhere.
No.
An injury, a twisted knee or a fall, whatever it might be, you have a major complication. Your body's trying to heal for the injury of that event. But in the process, you're aggravating the repair process by eating the wrong kinds of foods, eating the inflammatory foods. And people say that oils are very much anti-inflammatory. They are, if they are the right
oil.
The
right oils.
But safflower, soy, canola,
right.
peanut, sesame.
They're called inflammatory oils.
That's exactly
they're
called.
The omega-6.
Mm-hmm, the omega-6 fatty acids. And they create
inflammation.
Couple that with some extra sugar in bread and pasta and whatever else you want to eat, which converts into sugar. These are all combined to create a negative health scenario in your body.
That's right.
To repair more slowly, if at all. But the opposite can also happen. If you're taking a substance like Pain Power, can reduce the inflammation, whatever the inflammation is, whether it's in your brain or your little toe, it reduces the inflammation.
Exactly.
Then couple that with the right food intake.
Exactly.
Loads of organic vegetables and the right fats, organic coconut oil, organic olive oil, organic butter.
Ooh, and the super pure omega-3 fish oils, too.
High cholesterol organic butter.
That's a myth. Okay. That's a myth.
Okay, the cholesterol in butter does not contribute to a cholesterol heart attack or any cardiovascular problem.
And it's the organic butter he's talking about.
That's right.
No hormones and none of those things.
And you're right, and the super EPA.
The super pure omega-3 fatty acids are powerful anti-inflammatories and a great supplement. We have the kind molecular distillation that is guaranteed to have in millions of parts no trace of any contaminant of the sea.
It works so well with the pain power,
that's
reducing
right,
inflammation,
buddies,
improving blood flow, giving a perfect lubrication for your brain and your eyes and your whole anatomy. So these are things that build health, contribute to sustaining the innate immune system you were given when you were created.
Right. And, I'm thrilled about the cancer news that's being reported here and what they have and a huge background that it has, because it makes all the difference in my life when I think about it. And we'll get to that in a minute. I'll share this with Dennis. And here are the doctor's reports. Cancer news. Natural, reported April 2nd, 2021. Natural substance blocks growth of cancer stem cells. Study reveals. And here, listen to this. Increasingly, researchers are discovering the role played by cancer stem cells in the growth and spread of the disease.
Of cancer.
That's what they're saying.
Right.
In groundbreaking research, say the doctors, vitamin C showed its ability to target cancer stem cells and stop their growth, preventing the recurrence of tumors, say the doctors. It's official, they say. Vitamin C interferes with the metabolism of cancer stem cells, the food that feeds them, the thing that energizes them. In a recent study conducted at the University of Salford in Manchester, vitamin C demonstrated its power to stop tumors in their tracks by interfering with cancer recurrence and preventing growth and metastases, that's throughout the body, spreading of cancer. I'll give this to you in a second, Dan. Researchers believe that cancer stem cells give cancer its ability to resist any kind of chemotherapy, the reason they say for treatment failure in advanced cancer patients. The study, though, helmed by researchers Michael Asante and Gloria Bonicelli, published in Oncotarget, a peer-reviewed doctor's journal. Peer-reviewed studies, they say, are considered the gold standard of scientific research. This study explored the effects of vitamin C on the cancer stem cells and provided powerful evidence that vitamin C can target and kill them. In side-by-side comparison of seven different substances, vitamin C far outperformed experimental cancer drugs. Are we hearing that?
It's been used intravenously for years.
That's right. We're going to get to that, but listen to this study, Dan. Dan's going to read about the experimental drugs they gave.
Okay. Rather than use natural substances, the drug industry promotes drugs. So here's what happens.
The experimental drugs.
The experimental drugs were actinin, FK-866, and 2-DG. And the clinical drug was stiripentol.
That's why I gave it to you to read, because it's really hard to pronounce all these things. But you got to, perform, then. Speak it well.
Stiripentol.
Say it correctly.
Stiripentol.
All right. Remember acting school. Project.
Researchers also noted that vitamin C destroyed cancer stem cells by inducing oxidative stress to those cells. And the vitamin performed this process 10 times more effectively than did the drugs.
Can you see here that? Let's repeat this. This is too important to leave. Vitamin C did this 10 times better than any one of those drugs that they're looking for in cancer research.
But the problem is, honey, vitamin C is 10,000 times less expensive.
I know that. They make that point, too.
Yeah.
They're not putting in money in any pharmaceutical drugs or their alliances' pockets. Go ahead.
Vitamin C used two different mechanisms of action to attack cancer stem cells. Vitamin C worked as a pro-oxidant in cancer cells, depleting them of the antioxidant glutathione and causing oxidative stress and apoptosis, which is called
cell death, right?
The natural cell death.
Cell death of the bad cells, cancer,
it also,
not the good.
Well, any apoptosis is the cell death, the programmed death procedure, okay? Vitamin C also inhibited glycolysis, which is the process that creates energy production in the cell mitochondria.
Of the bad cells, that's right, the energy of the cancer cells.
By inhibiting glycolysis, vitamin C inhibited mitochondrial protein synthesis in cancer stem cells. That is, we've heard us talk about mitochondria. The mitochondria are the energy-producing components in organelles in every cell. Whether it's a cancer cell or a healthy cell, the mitochondria in that cell create energy for that cell, okay? So vitamin C inhibits the mitochondrial protein synthesis in cancer stem cells while leaving healthy cells unaffected.
Isn't that beautiful?
So it encourages the healthy cells' good protein synthesis, but it says cancer cells, you've had it, kids, you're out of here. No protein synthesis for you.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting to me, Dan, one thing about all of this, that besides all the great, amazing information, that they go on to say, you know, how the drugs cause bruising, slow blood clotting, they induce lymphopenia, decrease in the body's infection fighting white blood cells, and anemia, low red blood cells. Those are the bad drugs that
and
they were experimenting.
And they do that by neutralizing vitamin C.
And the clinically approved drug used in the study, stiripentol.
Want me to pronounce it for you?
S-T-I-R-I-P-E-N-T-O-L. Stiripentol. Mm. I can say it.
Can cause severe nausea,
vomiting, and fatigue. On the other hand, the National Cancer Center, big-time doctor center, reports that high-dose vitamin C has caused no side effects in clinical studies. Now, here's this. Before I end, listen to their summation. The research team concluded that vitamin C was, quote, a promising new agent, and called for more studies to explore its use conventional cancer therapies to prevent tumor recurrence.
Which never will occur. Never.
Now, here's
Those
the doctor,
more studies are never going to happen.
And here's the doctor's quote exactly. Vitamin C is natural, non-toxic, and ready available. So to have it as a potential weapon in the fight against cancer would be a significant step, observed Dr. Lasanti. And you know, what's interesting, also interesting about all of this, is they say this is the first to make us understand vitamin C's connection with infection.
That's
and excuse
baloney.
Me, because, you know, Dennis and I remember, and we're going to share reading on this original doctor that was called Fred Klenner, that used it in the fight against polio and other terrible viruses.
Dr. Frederick Klenner is working with vitamin C in the late 30s, early 40s.
Right.
80-some years ago, okay?
And he was a top doctor. I'm going to share it with you, Dan. Frederick Robert Klenner practiced medicine and nutritional therapy in Reidsville, North Carolina in the 1940s. He began experimenting with vitamin C in huge doses as therapy for many diseases, including poliomyelitis, measles, and tetanus. Okay? And he also used large doses of B vitamins to reverse diseases attacking the nervous system, such as polio and multiple sclerosis. He published 28 clinical studies. Klenner became a founder of orthomolecular medicine, the practice that most medical doctors consider ineffective and lacking in scientific evidence. Bull. His work has garnered practically no attention in mainstream medicine.
And the reason for that is?
It doesn't bring any money into the pharmaceutical drug pact. And you know,
let me just stop for a second.
Go, please do.
Dr. Klenner was curing people. Did you hear that? Curing people. A doctor curing people of polio.
That's right, and it goes right into that. Go ahead, say that, please.
In the 40s, before the polio vaccine ever occurred. And was it Dr. Salk who finally developed the polio vaccine? At any rate, Dr. Salk tried to duplicate the success that Dr. Klenner had already achieved. But strangely enough, and that's a common procedure, when somebody makes a claim for whatever the claim might be, that claim must be substantiated by other doctors performing the same procedure to see if they get the same effect, to really double prove that this claim is true. Well, Dr. Salk tried to implement the claim of Dr. Klenner.
Dr. Jonas Salk. Now it just Jonas came to Salk. Me. Jonas Salk. Okay. Go ahead, yes.
But Dr. Jonas Salk didn't get the same results as Dr. Klenner. So Dr. Jonas Salk said, well, it isn't really a cure. The procedure had been repeated many, many, many times by other doctors. But Dr. Salk couldn't seem to do the same medical procedure for some reason. He couldn't duplicate what already had been done many times. Then he came out with his own special form of vaccine.
And, you know, and it says here, too, the early medical practice with vitamin C. And he, Dr. Klenner had broad opportunity to serve patients and make medical observations. And what one of the main thing, he performed experiments using vitamin C and vitamin E, and he applied vitamin C therapy to his patients. He reported successful treatment, this is the 40s, of many cases of viral pneumonia using massive doses of vitamin C. From these cases, he drew conclusions on the optimal dosage and method of delivery. He said all of them worked, intravenous, intramuscular, or oral vitamin C for each patient. And Klenner had hospital privilege at Reidsville's Anna Penn Hospital, where he delivered hundreds of babies. He gave high doses of vitamin C to the pregnant women who came under his care, following up with vitamin C supplements to their newborns. Klenner's healthy, trouble-free infants became known by the hospital staff as vitamin C babies.
Vitamin C babies. I love that.
Yeah,
vitamin C babies.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of his success was oral vitamin C, but also in high dosages, but also intravenous.
That's right. He used all the different ones, it says. Go right ahead. And then he even says, quoting him, in my own practice, I was able to take women who had had as many as 5 miscarriages without a successful pregnancy and carry them through 2 or 3 uneventful, healthy pregnancies with the use of supplemental vitamin C.
And why isn't vitamin C used intravenously by other doctors for a host of conditions? Well, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, drugs cost money. Drug industry is built on spreading drugs to make profits. Vitamin C is woefully inefficient in bringing big money to the drug companies. Vitamin C is cheap. Drugs are very expensive. That's the name of the game. Doctors are taught not to use vitamin C. They're taught to use the drugs. They're taught not to use nutrition. They're taught to use the drugs. That's the whole story, folks, right there in a health nut shell.
That's right. And then, but, you know, it went on then to talk about curing polio.
That's what I just said.
Yes,
yeah.
I mean, to make the exact connection of what he did for the polio.
Yeah.
Klenner published his research report on the use of high vitamin C in the treatment of viral diseases. In 1949, he published a study in Southern Medicine and Surgery and gave his annual talk at the Conference of the American Medical Association, how he had cured all of his polio patients by injection of vitamin C. Moreover, none of Klenner's polio patients showed deformities or motor function common among polio survivors. Klenner's finding disputed the prevailing notion that once a person got infected with the polio virus, the disease had to run its course, said the doctors. And said, but he showed that that wasn't true. That wasn't true at all. Okay? And interesting about that his connection with polio and all that, okay? Can you read a little bit? It might be interesting to learn what he had to say on that one. What
you got it. Okay.
Go ahead.
Again, here's a quote from Dr. Klenner. It might be interesting to learn, stated Dr. Klenner at the American Medical Association conference in Atlantic City in June of 1949. It might be interesting to know how poliomyelitis was treated in Reidsville, North Carolina during the 1948 epidemic. In the past 7 years, virus infections have been treated and cured within a period of 72 hours by massive frequent injections of vitamin C. And believe that if vitamin C in these massive doses of 6,000 to 20,000 milligrams in a 24-hour period, given intravenously, is given to poliomyelitis patients, none will be paralyzed, and there will be no further maiming or epidemics of polio.
Can I say this, too? I was just about, let me see, I was in It was in the 40s. It was late 40s. I was just a young kid. What they used to do, because I lived in New York, and the New Yorkers and the Long Islanders and all that, they would be sent to the Catskill Mountains to these, actually the camp was called Stony Clove, where you had, you know, you're out in the wild in the summertime, okay? And I was there like I always went every, and then there was a huge polio outbreak during the time that they're saying it here. And children got polio, and the rest of us were quarantined, and they wouldn't even have any. My mother said, I don't care what you do to me, I'm staying with my child. And she drove up there and stayed with me throughout. I can't remember how many weeks we were quarantined there. I actually loved it. My mom walked with me through the woods, and she fed me personally. But I still remember, and polio was such a big thing and such a terrifying thing then when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And look at this background that he's saying. Later on, he goes to define it and says, in the great scheme of things, using it by mouth is very, very, very effective, too.
That's right.
Go on and say what he had
to say. He's talking about how effective the tests and the actual patient recoveries were with using oral and intravenous vitamin C. Of the four speakers who followed Dr. Klenner, all specialists in polio infection with drugs, none mentioned or responded to his assertions and his proofs.
Why does that not surprise me? Why does that? But I am here applauding this great doctor and what he did.
Klenner later recalled pleading with doctors at the main polio hospital in North Carolina to give vitamin C to all their patients. He even offered to pay for the vitamin C himself. Those doctors declined his request and declined his offer.
Right. And, you know, I want to say,
in spite of the proof, they'd said no. In spite of the proof that polio patients were being cured, they said no.
Right.
We're waiting for the drug. We're waiting for the vaccine.
Right. And can I share a personal story now that you know very well, but it stayed with me all my life? Way before I knew all the particulars, I knew because, and later on it says that he was inspired by Adele Davis, you know, who had great belief in vitamin C. Mm-hmm. Well, when I, we opened the health food store, and we lived in this tiny little apartment right above the little movie theater that was there. It was a really crummy little apartment.
We were at the top of the marquee at the movie theater.
Right above it, two feet above it. Oh, my gosh. My daughter was just a month
finally
old.
Made it.
You know, nursing was so important. I had read all the Leche League and all the things about how important the breast milk was, you know?
It is.
And that was, okay. And when Rachel was only a month old and I'm nursing, I got a breast infection. Later on, years later, I realized, you know, my breast problems got corrected with natural progesterone, but that's another story. Anyhow, I got an infection in the breast. I got this raging fever. Breast was killing me, and after the doctor's examination, they said, "You have a terrible infection in the breast. I had 102 fever. You'll have 106. This is their exact words. You'll have 106 by tonight if you don't go right into the hospital, stop nursing forever, and get IV antibiotics nonstop." And they said, "Or you will be dead by tonight. The fever will go to 106, and you will be dead." And I was home hysterical crying, and my mother and my father, you know, Den was trying to come back and forth and keep the store. There was just he at the little store and running back and forth to home. And we were just a few blocks from the store. Anyway, and my parents said, what do we know? What do we know? And the only thing we knew at the time, very significantly, was vitamin C's ability to fight all kinds of infection. We didn't know him by Klenner yet at that time, but we did Adele Davis and all the reports about the amazing ability of vitamin C. And so my mother said she was going to squeeze some fresh vegetable juices for me. And she says, and you're going to take 1,000 milligrams. She gave it to me by mouth every single hour of this vitamin C.
And that was a regimen.
That was the regimen.
That Klenner developed and Adele Davis and other nutrition specialists of the era were recommending 1,000 an hour.
That's right. And the fresh squeezed vegetables and all that.
Yes.
That my mother in and I'm there sipping and crying, and my father said, "Daughter, where is your faith?" And it was a strange word for him. And I said, "Yes, I have to exercise that faith that this is really going to help me and that the divine presence of God is going to be with me on mm-hmm. this." And I did this and every hour, and in 3 or 4 hours later, my 102 fever was down to 98.6, 100% normal. The pain had left the breast. And I said, "What should I do? What should I do, Mama?" She said, "Nurse that baby." That's I'll right. never forget. "Nurse that baby." I nursed the baby. She was happy. She slept peacefully, kept on nursing her. And it never had a recurrence of that infection at all. It was 100% cured and never had to stop nursing.
And as I recall, one of the threats the doctors gave you, one of the other threats, was if you nurse that baby, you're going to kill the child.
That's right. I know. And it sounds like that was reckless of me to do that, but I had no pain when I went to nurse her, you know. But yeah. I had no pain. I had no fever. There was no lump anymore in the breast, you know. And so we decided, and she thrived like crazy.
Oh,
she
yeah.
was wonderful on that. So just on the thing of vitamin C, and, you know...
And just to put things in, there are some physicians still today who recommend using vitamins, and vitamin C in particular. But you've got to use it intelligently, okay? Yes, you can just take 1,000 an hour, but if you take 1,000 an hour all day, you're going to get a loose bowel. That's a very unpleasant experience. But if you have an infection, if you're prone to having infections or asthma or any kind of a negative health scenario, vitamin C helps every cell in your body, the doctors
that's
say.
That's right. That's
every
right.
single cell. So whatever the situation is, reach for the vitamin C in addition to whatever else you're using. Vitamin C is a major, major positive influence on every metabolic function that your body tries to perform on a minute-by-minute basis.
And, you know, it's
but
interesting.
But here's something else. If I can repeat what I've said a couple of
yes,
weeks ago.
Yes, go right ahead.
There was on television, I saw an interview a year ago, March, when the pandemic was just starting. Everybody says, "Oh, pandemic, we're all going to die." And a guy was being interviewed on television. His name was Dr. Siegel. And he was being interviewed
yes,
on television.
Yes.
And he said, they're developing a vaccine. Yes, says the interviewer, but it'll be at least nearly a year before it gets here. And he says, yes, that's true. But depend upon what you can do is depend upon your own innate immune capabilities, the doctor. Dr. Siegel said this. "And how do you do that?" said the interviewer. "You take vitamin C and you take quercetin." Quercetin? What's right. quercetin,
and
the guy said.
I'm glad
said.
You brought this up
okay.
because, yes, because we're in nature alone, in nature, vitamin C doesn't exist by itself. In the pulp of the plants, they have a natural bioflavonoid mm-hmm. called quercetin, a powerful anti-inflammatory from the sun. And it was known it helped so much me as an asthma, myself, mm-hmm. as an asthmatic and allergic child.
That's right.
And even our allergic granddaughter, one of our charming granddaughters who had allergies. The quercetin was a powerful anti-inflammatory for the sinuses, the throat, and the lungs.
Absolutely.
Which is a big threat, that, you know, if you have inflammation in the lungs in the cytokine storm in the COVID-19. So even the doctors have supported the thing of the vitamin C and quercetin combination, which is what Dennis and I take mm-hmm. every day.
And if, okay? if you recall, the people were being given ventilators to open up the lungs. Why? Because the cytokine storm, the excessive inflammatory immune response of the body is to throw up a lot of inflammation to help knock out the offending invader, the pathogen. But the cytokines create a lot of mucus in the lungs. So they gave patients in hospitals ventilators, and they were dying like flies on ventilators. They weren't opening up their lungs.
Right.
But as Dr. Siegel says, they should be giving them quercetin.
That's
quercetin
right.
Quercetin breaks up that cytokine storm so you don't suffocate from your own mucus.
Exactly right. And you know, interesting, because part of this this connection that he went was a boost from Adele Davis. This is before I met you, Dan. This is before I met
you.
I mean,
there was a life before
I actually knew something before I met you.
Well, okay.
Yeah, this is, I was a teenager,
that's
you know, losing
we have to
my
prove
hair.
That. We have to prove that.
Yeah, well, I was a teenager okay. losing my hair, and I had long, thick, dark hair, and it was falling out by hands full. We didn't know what to do. But anyway, my mother and I went as we did, our Long Island and New Yorkers went to Miami, you know, to get a little in the wintertime to get those wonderful, you know,
get a break
2 weeks.
From the storms. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Right. That's right. And yeah. So when I was there, there was this tiny, minuscule, there weren't health food stores, it was a tiny little store, and it had the coconut juice in there to go in there and drink, you know. And I said, oh, I haven't never seen that. We walked in, it was the tiniest little beginning of a health food store.
And papaya was a big thing, papaya juice
yes,
as
he
well.
Had that. Yeah. And the gentleman started to talk to me about the importance of vegetable juices, about taking things like at the time the protein, which had B vitamins, was brewer's yeast. He said, and read this book. And vitamin C, he gave me that. And he said, and read this book, the first book and the first ever information I ever had, which is what they're quoting here, from in her best-selling book, Let's Eat Right to Keep Fit, published in 1954, nutritionist Adele Davis featured Dr. Klenner as the pioneer in vitamin C therapy. Some years ago, wrote Davis, it was my good fortune to visit with Dr. Klenner and hear him lecture. He showed hospital records that meningitis, encephalitis, viral pneumonia, and all these other illnesses were cured with vitamin C.
That's right. And he had the documentation to prove it. That's the beautiful part about it. He goes on to say, he showed slides of hospital records and fever charts and told of meningitis, encephalitis, virus pneumonia, serious complications following scarlet fever, and other diseases treated with massive doses of vitamin C. Many patients had not been expected to live. Often huge amounts of antibiotics had already been given without success. In fevers range from 103 to 105, and within a few minutes of after vitamin C was used, fevers started to drop down and temperatures reached normal within a few hours.
And you know what else? What did they know about Mona? This was too. I came a little later on that.
And you
and
weren't
Mona
even mentioned
took that.
In this.
Yes, and I wasn't mentioned because it kind of published that a little before I was in my teenage years so much so.
Yeah.
And but when I did that, did the vitamin C, did the nutrients, did the B complex, that kind of thing, made the fresh juices, and changed everything I was doing. My hair grew in like crazy in a couple of months. It was just as thick as it could ever be, you know? And they had wanted to inject my scalp with cortisone, with steroids. Mm. And they said, because you have male pattern baldness, I never forgot that. And I put a finger at pointing to myself. I said, have you noticed this? This is a female, not a male. Don't call me male pattern baldness.
Yeah.
And I said, and I have a very bad feeling about the injections of the steroids, which later, by the way, showed that they cause baldness, permanent
That's right.
death of,
That's right.
the, of the hair roots. And yet they still continue to do it. But anyhow, I felt wonderful, and my life changed from that time.
Klenner went on exposing natural therapies for multiple sclerosis. And he treated multiple sclerosis patients with huge quantities of B vitamins as well as vitamin C and other micronutrients as well. Nutrition, she says, to repair the damaged nerves.
That's right. That's
it isn't just drugs. It's nutrition to build, again, what you have innately, to recreate it and so it can enter into the struggle and heal you.
He
based
really,
his protocol partly on clinical studies from Elias Stem, M.D., who reported many chronic and incurable conditions of the central and peripheral nervous systems respond favorably to the intraspinal subarachnoid injection of vitamins and nutrients.
And he makes that point about the importance of very strong B vitamins too, of nerve regeneration and all kinds of illnesses and mood problems, et cetera, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Vitamin B complex, B1 and other B vitamins as well. For encephalitis, multiple sclerosis, syphilis, and poliomyelitis. It goes on and on and on. How Klenner here he is in a country hospital.
Right.
He's doing all this research himself. He's finding out the answers, what nutrition can do to build health, recreate health, to reestablish your own innate immune capabilities.
Right. And he did for all of his patients, he talked about a nutrient-dense diet, including organic green vegetables, healthy milk, eggs, and other things. And he told patients to eat only the natural foods, no junk foods, especially sweets. That was the quote from him. As far back as then, cut out all the sweets, said Dr. Klenner.
You notice he didn't say anything about having Wheaties and Rice Krispies for breakfast. Nothing about that. Nothing about processed foods. Nothing about processed foods. It was always whole natural foods. In those days, the foods weren't created, weren't sprayed to oblivion. Even in the big chemical agricultural industrialization occurred after World War II, late 40s and early 50s, and it hasn't stopped since.
That's right. And can we, at the end, let's say here that there was professional recognition. Listen to this, okay? In March 1978, on the 50th anniversary of the discovery of vitamin C by Albert Zsangorji, Dr. Klenner, now 70 years old, garnered praise at a special symposium of the World Congress of Health, capitalized, held in Palm Springs, California. And Klenner received a gold medallion mounted on a golden chain and depicting four men in profile, Albert Zsangorji, Linus Pauling, Erwin Stone, and Klenner, on a gold medal with two Nobel Prize winners, said Erwin Stone. Klenner beamed to his longtime patient, Bill Davis. You can't get much higher than that. And so it goes on and on about how wonderful and everything was. Well, he did get recognition in that. He did get recognition.
Those other three physicians are renowned for their research and their ability to incorporate vitamin C. Dr. Zsangorji was a discoverer of vitamin C in 1938, and Erwin Stone and Linus Pauling went even further with their use of vitamins and nutritional supplementation.
And some of the quotes, we're just going to summarize with some of the quotes from him. 20th century man seemingly forgets that his ancestors made crude drugs from various plants and roots, and that these decoctions, infuses, juices, powders, pills, and ointments served their purpose. And some physicians, he said, would stand by and see their patient die rather than use vitamin C, because in their finite minds, it exists only as a vitamin. And he said at the end, vitamin C is the safest and most valuable substance available to the physician. Isn't that great?
There you got it, folks.
That is really
great.
That's the story. So wonderful ways, and remember that quercetin, adding along with the terrific form of vitamin C, the other part of the plant, the natural bioflavonoid, and don't forget all the clinical trials showing to boost the immune system, a great buddy of that, which the doctors, even Fauci said, vitamin D3 mm-hmm. in the proper doses, building up the immune system, and when they're talking about the B vitamins, stress be gone.
Stress be gone, reduces that and reduces emotional and mental stability. And pain power reduces inflammation.
Absolutely, right? Critically important.
So all these things work together. One isn't to be used exclusively of other nutrients. You can't eat junk and take a vitamin C 500 milligrams a day and expect to be a healthy person. Use your God-given sense to eating only unprocessed foods, organic, unsprayed, unchemicalized processed foods.
Absolutely wonderful. And, come in and talk with us. And remember, again, not doctors. Don't pretend to me. Don't put people on or off medications. None of that. Just sharing great information, beautiful, in a beautiful area, so comfortable with the right distancing and everything perfectly. No charge. Call 877-4950, 877-4950. Set up a time with Dennis or with me. We're so happy to sit with you one-on-one and share this great information. You can always call the 877-4950. You want to pick up the beautiful foods we have. You want to make sure that they have everything ready for you at the Broth Cafe. Great. Let us know. 877-4950, Broth Cafe. If you have 20 people coming to your house, it will all be there for you. Any one of our great services. We mail and ship all kinds of wonderful things. Whatever your liking is, all the great things for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, you know what's coming next. Let us remind you one more time.
That optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.